Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, all you crazy ghost enthusiasts out there? It's your boy, Ghost Joe. Welcome to episode 12 of the Warped Reality Podcast. I have an awesome show planned for you guys tonight. So also, at the time of you guys listening to this, I do these shows pretty far in advance. So I don't even think about the date that it's coming out, which is silly. But so it turns out that the date that this will be coming out, this show, will be December 24th. So happy Christmas to everybody that it applies to, and happy holidays to everybody else. I know Hanukkah had passed already. It ended on December 6th, but I know that that Kwanzaa is a couple days away, and happy Boxing Day to my Canadian friends, and happy everything to everybody else. Oh, and happy New Year, because you will not be hearing me until after the New Year. So, hey, but I have some great holiday stuff, spooky holiday stuff for you on this show, including an awesome horrible review that you're going to love. So please stay tuned for that. It's not something you probably would even think about. So check it out and stay tuned. On to some Haunted eBay. Okay. So I know in the last episode I said that I wasn't going to be doing all these haunted doll things from the Haunted eBay because there's a lot of them, but this one kind of stuck out to me a little bit, so I figured I would do this one a little bit. So this one is entitled Warning! Exclamation point. Real haunted doll! Exclamation point. Scary as hell! Exclamation point. Very creepy and possessed! Exclamation point. Spirit! Exclamation point. So they really want you to know that they're serious, I guess. The price is $297. Shipping is $29. Located in Watertown, Wisconsin, U.S., of course. And let's read the description, shall we? So the description is as follows. My name is Benjamin, and I am the owner of a haunted doll museum. I collect and own haunted dolls from all around the world. Welcome to my shop. Take a look at this haunted doll and the other dolls we have for sale. Meet Victoria, the haunted doll. Very active doll. Buy at your own risk. Victoria is a very active spirit who died in a car accident while intoxicated. She needs someone who will spend the time with her and show her love and attention. If not, she will begin throwing tantrums. Tantrums include crying at odd hours, knocking other dolls and items off shelves, howling, or even giggling. Sounds like my wife. She does move at times and will let you know if she is unhappy. One night, while I was sleeping, I had my arm hanging off the bed. I was dead asleep when something bit me hard. I whacked my hand back and hit something hard. Victoria was in my room right next to my bed. I believe she bit me when I ignored her. Tantrums. I was terrified and immediately locked her in a box. So that is why I say this doll is not a toy. That's the same thing I do to my wife. She prefers to communicate through spirit board, EVP, or even pendulum. She needs a home now. Notice, the dolls in my collection are extremely active and known to contain ghosts slash spirits. Per eBay, I must state that this item is tangible and is for entertainment purposes only. I will not be liable for any unseen forces, unfortunate events, hospitalizations, or death. This includes any paranormal activity that may or may not occur. Please purchase dolls at your own risk. If you or someone you know has a haunted doll that you do not want, please contact me. We do adopt other haunted dolls and kindly accept donations. Thank you for looking. Check out my favorite haunted dolls caught moving on tape video below. So what do you guys think? Anybody want to take Victoria home with them? Not in that way, okay? She does seem kind of needy though, so you might need to give her a lot of attention. But on to the next item. So the next item is entitled Paranormal Haunted Stone with Tiny Black Hand Form! Exclamation point. Much activity! Exclamation point. And there's photo proof! Exclamation point. It's going for $500. Shipping is $15. And it's coming from Culemborg, Netherlands. So, not in the U.S. Up for sale is this very beautiful, strange little stone rock with what appears to look like a tiny black handprint on it. It is likely to be haunted. Likely to be haunted. There is something with this stone or attached to this stone. Since we dug it up from our garden from 3 feet deep and took it into the house, paranormal activity increased. We already have something in the house that we deal with. Everything became more active. Instead of a few light anomalies every week, light anomalies appeared every day, multiple of them. It also has an effect on people. I noticed that I became more angry and irritated. My youngest son started to have nightmares. My oldest daughter felt being watched, even during the daytime. Well, you know, paranormal activity does happen in the daytime. It's just, I guess, not as out there because we're busy doing other things in the daytime. We can see shadows moving, hearing footsteps on the stairs. I still do not know what is attached to it. For now, I can control it. No, you can't. We have tried putting it back in the ground after that. Things got even worse. Perhaps what is already in our house reacts with whatever is attached to it. Some stills from video are added to the pictures. We have a lot of video proof available. I am looking for a new home for this stone and whatever comes with it. Handle it with respect and care. We cannot guarantee activity! Exclamation point. So what do you guys, you know, you want to spend $500 on a little rock? That's, go right ahead. It's up on eBay. And for our last item on Haunted eBay, this one is entitled Haunted Trapped Spirit Ashes Ghost Paranormal Entity Urn. And the price is $60, which is a bargain, $9.25 for shipping, and it's located in Huntsville, Alabama. All right, everybody, let's get in with this description. Haunted Trapped Spirit Ashes Ghost Paranormal Entity Urn. This urn has been locked in our storage unit for years. It came from a German family we did an investigation for, and we found this urn to be the center of all of our activity. Once removed from their home, the activity stopped for them and started for us. It has had the ashes of at least 22 people in it over the years, and we think the energy from each remain as they were all mixed together. Whatever spirits stay with it prefer German. When placed on a shelf, it has a tendency to migrate south, and if you place powder around it, you will see the movement. We have experienced disembodied voices, moans and screams in the night, illness, red scratches, and nausea to those who handle it. It was blessed by a priest and had holy water poured into it with no avail. I am ready to be done with this one! Exclamation point. It is a great starter piece for a beginner witch. Or someone starting off in the paranormal industry. Well, what do you guys think? Would you guys want an urn that is possibly this active? You know what? To be honest with you guys, I'm not buying any of this stuff on eBay. I don't want to invite anything into my house. If you guys have any haunted items that, you know, you'd love to share, you know, a story with me, please give me a call at 845-379-1331, or you could leave me an email at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. I'd love to hear about it. And now for our next segment, I read it on Reddit. Now this one I'm going to read to you guys. I don't know if I really believe it. It sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone, but it's pretty cool, and you let me know, because this person did post it as if it was a real story for her. So let's see what she says here. This one's entitled The Cursed Dollhouse. We were almost done cleaning our new home. Only the attic was left. We were putting it off till there was nothing else left to do. Attics creeped us both out. After an hour of coughing, lungful of dust, inhaling random bugs into our mouths, spiders tickling our neck, webs hanging from our clothes, we were completely on edge. So when this fingers brushed my hand, jumping 4 feet into the air was a natural outcome. Losing my balance, I crashed into the side, and the plaster gave way. I landed into a well-hidden cubbyhole. Hands on our hips, we surveyed the belongings of this time capsule we had inadvertently opened. Things in the cubbyhole were well-preserved, untouched by the hands of time. There were trinkets, but the main attraction was a pristine dollhouse, an exact replica of the house we were in. We peered inside to see two dolls peering back at us from the attic. They looked a bit like us. What are the chances, we thought. We brought it down to the kitchen. It was too beautiful to be left in the attic. Exhausted, we slept as soon as our heads hit the pillow. When I came down the next morning, my husband was hunched over the dollhouse. I checked over his shoulder to see a small baby doll in a pink gown, looking up at us, and the two older dolls were lying in a heap in the kitchen. That wasn't there before, I exclaimed. He turned so fast that we both crashed onto the floor, all arms and legs. That is when the doorbell chimed. We opened the door to see a little girl in a pink gown. She looked like the baby doll. We looked at each other. Did the dollhouse foreshadow this? We were being silly, right? Mama, Papa, I am back, the little girl said. We tried explaining we weren't her mom and dad, but she just hugged me, and, well, she was adorable. I was very happy to play mom to Gia, but my husband had doubts. One day, while she slept, we had our first argument. Who is she? Wait. So you take this girl in your house that you have no idea who she is, and just, that's odd. Okay, anyway. Who is she? Where did she come from? He asked. How does it matter? We wanted a kid and there she is. Oh, so you're just going to take the kid. All right. Yeah, I guess we're reading about a felony. Don't you just love her? I asked. No, I don't. This whole situation is creepy, he huffed. Turned and slept. He didn't come down the next day. While I made lunch, Gia played with the dollhouse. I gasped when I saw her throw the male doll from the roof. The doll's leg bent at an awkward angle. Same instant, I heard my husband shout. I ran out to see him clutching his leg as he writhed in pain. His leg was broken. He later told me he felt as if a hand plucked him from the balcony and threw him off of it. Huh, okay. I was very stressed, taking care of everything on my own, so when Gia broke my grandmother's urn, I shouted at her. She looked at me angrily. Her eyes dilated into black discs before she ran off. Immediately feeling guilty and afraid, I ran after her. She turned and grinned at me as she taped a toy cleaver to the male doll's hand and walked him down the kitchen. Sam, run! My husband's pained voice called out from behind me. There, he stood as if he propelled by force, arms swinging a cleaver, broken legs supporting his twisted frame as he tried to fight whatever it was. It was too strong, and he lunged towards me. I remember screaming, and I ran towards the old broom closet. I just managed to close it as he pounded the door. I switched on the bulb in the dank, cramped closet as I rocked on my hunches. That's when I saw it. Scribbled behind the frame was a note. Hide the cursed, indestructible dollhouse in the cubbyhole and cover it well on a moonless night. That is the only way to stop Gia. Save yourself. Huh. Well, I mean, she's got 10 comments on here and stuff, and it wasn't posted too long ago. It sounds like a really spooky ghost story, if you ask me. It definitely doesn't sound real, does it? But definitely a cool Reddit anyway. So I did read it on Reddit, or read it on Reddit. Yeah. Okay. On to the next thing. Actually, before we get into the next thing, guys, I would really appreciate it if you checked out warpedrealitypodcast.com. I have all information about all of my guests that I've interviewed. I have all of the shows from season 1 and season 2 on there, as well as some reviews and some other cool stuff. So please check it out. And if you like the show, or even if you don't like the show, leave me a review either on there or on Apple Podcasts. I'd really appreciate it. But yeah, let's get into the next thing. So have you guys ever heard of Krampus? Of course you have. If you're listening to this podcast and you know anything about horror movies or horror folklore or anything, you've probably heard of Krampus. But do you know anything about Krampus? See, Krampus is basically the anti-Santa. The folklore of this terrifying-looking creature dates back to pre-Christianity. He is said to be very hairy, usually brown or black, cloven hooves, fangs, his pointed tongue lolls out, and he is very horny. By that, I mean he has a lot of horns, okay? He carries chains basically to scare young children. And it's been said that he visits bad children and swats them with birch branches. He also sometimes carries a sack, which is to bring bad children back to hell with him. He apparently works alongside jolly old Saint Nick and has been referenced in different countries around the world. So now let's talk about the sea ghosts of Newry Beach in Wales. Many locals and tourists alike are scared to walk this beach at night. From time to time, these three large figures emerge from the Irish Sea near the Holyhead port, frightening onlookers. Although by their size and the right lighting, it almost appears as if three human figures are rising from the water. The creepy figures are actually just old wooden pilings from Holyhead's former lifeboat ramp covered in seaweed. I've linked the page to the show notes if you guys want to see the picture. Real creepy looking, but it's only pareidolia at its finest. So definitely check that out. It's pretty cool. So right now it's time for some horrible reviews. So this one, there have been many great Christmas horror classics, from Black Christmas to Silent Night, Deadly Night, and of course my favorite, Jack Frost, and Jack Frost 2. But I have something a little different for you guys. It's a movie called Hanukkah. It was released in 2019, and it stars Charles Fleischer, Sid Haig, Caroline Williams, and PJ Souls. It was written and directed by Eben Magar. It's about a group of young adults who believe that they are being targeted because they violated Judaic law, and their only chance to survive is to embrace their faith. It's a horror movie in the typical slasher word: partying, nudity, sex, and total neglect of horror movie etiquette. I really enjoyed this movie. The killer was super creepy. The ambience and the darkness of the movie, along with the score, made this movie a great addition to the slasher genre. I highly recommend it. Especially with the taglines like, "Prepare for a festival of frights, a horrifying tale of horror." How can you not want to see this movie? Check it out. It's pretty awesome. It's on Amazon Prime. All right, guys. So now for some UFO/UAP news. There is a bipartisan proposal to create a more expansive military program to study UFOs. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says, if it was technology possessed by adversaries or any other entity, we need to know. She said, burying our heads in the sand is neither a strategy nor an acceptable approach. She is pushing for more programs due to the many reports from our Navy and Air Force about UAPs. She feels that the treatment that these service members have been receiving is unacceptable, and that any claim that they make should be handled seriously. So if you guys like hearing about UFO and alien stuff, on the next episode, episode 13, I have an interview with a new friend named George that I met off of the Clubhouse app. And he tells a very terrifying story about his alien encounters. It's completely different than Mr. Steve Neal's. And I think you guys would find it very interesting. And definitely tune into that on the next episode, episode 13. With that being said, I know this is a little short show. I'm sorry about that. But, sometimes that's how it is. I don't want to make things up and try and fluff things just to make up, some shows and stuff. So that's about it, guys. Until next time, have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Podcast. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can leave me a voicemail at 845-379-1331 or email me at ghostshowny@gmail.com. You could do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or warpedrealitypodcast.com. Have an awesome night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.